weekend last time around. I hope the boys have recovered from it. And how has the preparation gone so far towards the Bolton or Saints game?
The players have trained well this week so far. And I've reinforced to the players that they're good players. Mm-hmm. And that we move forward.
Yeah. Coach, defeats of that nature, like the way we suffered last week, has the ability of bringing doubts into the minds of the players. And like you rightly said, you've spoken to them, you've told them they are great players.
No, I've not said they're great. I've not said they're great players. I've said they're good players.
Okay. Before then, we had gone on a 7-game winning run. We didn't lose. We were undefeated in seven games. How are you going to fix the doubts that would definitely creep in after the defeat?
Well, I think if I'm right in looking at my statistics, yeah. Am I right in thinking it's if you look at all the games, yeah. It's 10 games.
Yeah.
On all the games, it was 10 games.
Yeah, FA Cup,
Kotoko, yeah. That's it, 10 games. So 7 wins and 3 draws and indicates what my previous point was, that we have good players. That's what I'm reinforcing to them this week.
Coach, it looks like we are replicating what we did in the first round. In the first round, we had gone 3 games without a win. It looks like when the second round started, we've gone 2 games so far. Do you feel that we'll be up for it against Boga or SAS?
Of course.
In Bolgatanga, that game was ours to win, and then we ended up drawing. Do you feel that we can carry all the points now?
Yeah, we're capable of winning the game. Yeah.
Coach, the fans were down last Sunday. Do you have any message of encouragement for them?
That to realise that it was one game in 11, okay, where we've underperformed. And that they should continue to give the players support, because the players will work hard again against Bolga.
All the best on Friday, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.